Music from Puccini's Tosca e Luce van le Stelle, the aria that Mario Cavaradossi sings. It was with the Canadian Opera Company Orchestra, conducted by Johannes Debus, and that was tenor Matthew Cairns, a gorgeous sound. And he's with us this morning to talk to us. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Great, thank you. Happy New Year.
All right, wait till you hear this intro. Here I go. I just had to say something because we just came out. Oh, but before I give you the intro, we should say that this was the first time you ever sang this aria.
Yeah, it was with the Canadian Opera Company. It was that kind of post-pandemic when everybody still had protocol going, and they asked me to, it had been something I'd looked at, but they asked me to sing it for this concert to be recorded, and I went, why not? The first time can be recorded.
Wow.
And live online forever. But
well, there you go.
Very fun experience.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, we're so glad that we were able to play something to introduce you with.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. And so now I'm going to give the intro, which is going to sound a little funny since we're such good friends already.
Yeah.
But it's not every day you get to speak with someone who's about to take the stage in one of opera's most intense and challenging roles. But today we do. Canadian tenor Matthew Cairns joins us for a conversation about his role as the drum major in Alban Berg's Wozzeck, opening April 25th in a brand new, it's not really a brand new, I've since been told otherwise, Canadian Opera Company production. Matthew's a rising star, and, you know, basically he's up there already. And if his name rings a bell, it's because he was once a member of the Canadian Opera Company Ensemble Studio, an incredible program that's launched some of the finest voices in the country. Since then, he's been making waves on international stages, praised for his powerful voice and commanding presence. For a tenor, he's over 6 feet, and that's very exciting right there. Berg's Wozzeck is a wild ride, dark, emotional, and utterly gripping. And the role of the drum major is one of its most unsettling figures. It takes vocal brilliance and theatrical daring, and Matthew Cairns has both in abundance. I'm thrilled to welcome you to Classical Mornings.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a wonderful interview.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, lovely.
All right, let's start with the big picture. How are things going with Wozzeck, and how are you feeling as you head towards opening night?
Honestly, it's going very well. We had quite a quick start into the rehearsal process, and it's a really challenging score to tackle, and so I think everybody knew this going into it, and everybody was prepped on day one and ready to go and ready to have fun and explore some of the dark themes that exist within this opera, and Johannes has led us through, and it's been great because we were lucky to have actually the full stage at 227 Front Street where we rehearse. We had that from day one.
Fantastic.
So, you know, we're able to utilize its many raked, angled stage pieces, and there's some dangerous kind of walkways that go through, and some boxes that look unsteady. But so it was really good to have the full set from day one.
Excellent. Now, I hate to do this to people, but for those who may not be familiar with Wozzeck, what can you tell us about the opera?
Sure, yeah.
In like 2 seconds or less. No.
Yeah, I mean,
and what kind of experience should the audience expect?
Well, I think, you know, the themes that are present within Wozzeck are present in our everyday life, especially today. We have themes of militarism, sadism, kind of exploitation, not being, feeling unfulfilled in your life. And then also ultimately leading to, you know, a very dark theme of murder. But overall, you know, the story follows this character, Wozzeck, who is truly, he feels unfulfilled with his everyday life. He has a wife who's cheating on him with me.
Yes, you have a tenor, of course.
And, you know, he takes part because he doesn't feel like he has enough money to support his family and for his own personal need, and he doesn't feel like he's at the right status. It's kind of set this post-World War I. There's this eerie darkness about everything in their world. You know, there's a lot of people who are still suffering with visible injuries, you know, wear casts and crutches from this post-war trauma. And then there's people suffering from the unseen injuries, this idea of, you know, shell shock that we know as PTSD now, that kind of grips most characters in the opera. And so I think it's a dark story, but certainly a story that resonates today. And, you know, truly I think people get worried about the music, but the music, Berg really wanted the music to serve the drama of the show and become a character in itself. And I think it's very present with how people with how the music is set, with different dynamic range in certain phrases and the use of text and spoken singing, Sprechgesang.
Yes.
Is present throughout. So it's an interesting use of music as a storyteller, which is really lovely.
Especially for really indicative of the 20th century.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, speaking of your set and what you've got to work with there and how provocative it is, this is the creative work of creative director William Kentridge, right?
Yes.
And and tell us more about him and what you're up against, or shall I say working with.
Well, it's the set itself, as I said, is very interested, and it's almost like truly like a set that you'd see in like a play.
Mm-hmm.
And so the use of the set is fantastic, and the use of the different levels is wonderful. And then throughout the show, William Kentridge, who's this wonderful artist as well, his works are being projected over the show.
Right.
And there's dark imagery kind of throughout, and animation and some live capture footage of people that's being projected behind for different scenes. And, you know, this idea of the darkness of war flashing in the background.
Yes.
And you know, I haven't had actually the pleasure of meeting William Kentridge as of yet. I believe he's coming just before opening. But we've had the wonderful co-director, Luke DeWitt, who remounts this production. And, has been steering us in the right direction, which
right.
is lovely. Yeah.
And I understand, now, do you have to work with any of this? But I understand there's puppetry involved in the opera?
I do not have a puppet. No, I'm good. I have a drum major's stick to march with. That's enough for
me. All right, since we're talking about the drum major, let's get stuck into the drum major. Who is he, and how did you find him for yourself?
I mean, it's a very fun character. I mean, once you see the show, and I hope you do come see the show.
Definitely.
You might not think that I'm that fun of a character, but as a tenor, usually most of the roles I get to play are the lover in the show, or the hero, or with the case of something like Macbeth, which we did at the COC, I'm justfully, I seek vengeance at the end, justfully so, because my family's killed. But as the drum major, I'm kind of the jerk. I'm kind of the jerk. I seem to have clearly thrived in the war environment, in this setting where everybody's kind of torn down and beaten down. I'm wearing a crisp white uniform, and I don't care about my actions. I'm here to have an affair with Votz's ex-wife, and I brag about it to his fight and nearly kill him. So it's a very different character. Fun to play, fun to explore, because usually we don't get to be the, outwardly, or the bad guy, so like a present bad guy, you know.
Now, and it's true, like, if you're playing a role of a guy who's bad, you tend to, I understand, you love the role, so you don't come from a place of, I hate this role.
Yeah.
You find the personality, and you kind of enjoy it. Is that correct? Would you agree?
Yeah, he's a character.
Right.
The drum major, the tamba mayor, is, he's pompous from head to toe, uniform and his singing. He's bombastic and he's violent at the end of the day. And he gets the men to all love him.
Right. Okay. So now, when you're preparing for a role like this, how do you go about doing it? And do you go in stages? Is it a process for you as you're working on the set?
Yeah, prepping it took a long time, starting with the text, speaking the text in rhythm, making sure that I was doing that all correctly, and then adding music and layers, and the music is quite difficult, and luckily I had some great coaches to help me along the way, including some coaches I worked on in New York, but when I was in Paris prior to this, I had the chance of working with a wonderful tenor, Simon O'Neill from New Zealand, who literally gave me his score and helped me.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, which was wonderful. And so luckily I had that, and then so I felt quite comfortable with the music when I set foot on stage, which is great because the staging is difficult with all the angles and the action that I get to have fun with.
I'm sure.
While singing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And you say you have a stick, you have a prop to work with. Was that difficult finding your way with that? Wondering what to do with it? How the drum major would respond to that?
Yeah, I think mixing the element of maybe what a real drum major would do with this kind of over-exaggerated pompousness that, mm-hmm. that they wanted present with the character. So it's a, it's the mix of like he can be seen kind of as comedic in some elements, and then on a snap he's quite violent. So
not so comedic.
Not so comedic.
So is that difficult, or do you find that in the music?
Oh, the music honestly leads you right in the right direction.
That's great.
It's all in the score, which is great. Truly, the music serves the drama, which
now,
is awesome.
You were a member of the Canadian Opera Company Ensemble.
Yeah.
Let's do a little jump here. What was it about the ensemble that helps you to prepare for a role like this?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, they give us the opportunity, which is fantastic, to work on different roles, and they give us the opportunity. You know, some young artist programs internationally don't give their young artists the opportunity to actually do roles on stage. You mm-hmm. might cover at best, and the COC gave us all the opportunity to not only cover lead roles but sing smaller roles on stage, and then also, you know, they would give us study covers to work on other roles that they wanted us to work on for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it really gives you like the basis of understanding on how to tackle a role, how to work it, what level of preparation you need to bring to the rehearsal room. And you know, it was certainly I had a learning curve there, but it was 3 years with the COC, and it was fantastic.
Sure. And you also have a master's from the Toronto U of T?
Yeah, undergrad and master's from University of Toronto, then 3 years at the Canadian Opera Company, then 2 years as a young artist with the Lindemann program at the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
Fantastic. Well, I should think that's good preparation for sitting in a great career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Matthew, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. I know you're really busy. Do you have to go to rehearsal now or something?
I have the day off, so it's great.
Aww, so you're
here.
I'm
going to go get coffee. My mom's in studio right now.
Yeah, Kitty, hi.
And so we're going to go get coffee around here and make a little day out of it.
I'll tell you about the opera houses, about the coffee houses around here. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the best, and I really am looking forward to the performance.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hope to see everyone who's listening there
as well.
Please
absolutely.
Come.
Absolutely. You can catch Matthew Cairns in Wozzeck, presented by the Canadian Opera Company. Opening night is Friday, April 25th, with performances running through to May 10th at the Four Seasons Centre for the Performing Arts in Toronto. For tickets and more information, visit coc.ca.